This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Dan Ennis, and I am a Senior Customer Success Manager and Team Lead on the Scale Customer Success Team at Monday.com.
Dan, how are you involved with user adoption?
Great question, Henrik. As a Customer Success Manager, our goal is to, like stated in the name of the title, work with companies and our customers to make sure that they are achieving their goals with success that they have when they purchase our product. That relates to user adoption because it's very hard, if not impossible, for companies to achieve their desired goals successfully if the users aren't adopting and actively using our product. So from my perspective, I'm very involved with user adoption, but as a means to an end, not simply as an end in and of itself, simply because it is one of the primary levers to pull when working with customers to help them achieve their desired outcomes.
Dan, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
That's a great question. In a lot of ways, I'll start with some of the challenges. In a lot of ways, some of the biggest challenges with user adoption come down to change management. With any new product or process that's being implemented, there is a change that is being asked of the end user typically to begin using a new product. It's rarely resulting in a one-to-one, the exact same circumstance, just with a slightly different look. Otherwise, they wouldn't have made a change to purchase our product. So one of the challenges that comes is with change management, helping people buy in organizationally to making the change and using a new product, or in our case, using Monday.com. So the challenge there is working with employees to be able to see why they should make this change. Another challenge that can come for user adoption is organizationally, if there is not any sort of top-down requirement to use a new product, sometimes that results in a challenge where users then have a hard time feeling like they need to do something or need to make certain changes. So that's one of the big challenges that goes hand in hand with change management. As far as the biggest successes with user adoption are when something can happen conversely, if something can arise as being seen as valuable organically, then you will tend to find that there is a much higher level of user adoption. You'll find that users are excited to use something that they themselves see the value of and that their colleagues are organically spreading the word about, so to speak. So some successes I've seen there in my time, for example, have been when an employee begins to use our product and use it in the way that they're desiring to and the way that they're supposed to. And once they've done that, they realize just how much time they're saving from giving updates, from having follow-up meetings, from all of these different emails that they would have to send. And so when we've worked with employees to help someone buy in and understand that, it can spread like wildfire for other employees because they realize the way that somebody else's bandwidth has been spared, the way that somebody else has a lot more wiggle room to do the things that they care about and that they want to do. So in that case, we find a lot of success there when you help employees understand and see the value of the product for them.
Dan, what would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Great question. I would say there are two primary things. One would be what I mentioned earlier in this interview, where I talked about how user adoption tends to be a means, not an end in and of itself. So if you are only working on user adoption as an end in and of itself without using it as a means to some other broader goal, you'll end up pursuing user adoption for its own sake, which can lead to you having a very hard time articulating the value of why users need to adopt your product, why users need to want to jump in and begin using the tools that you're offering them. So you'll want to focus on what the user adoption is leading to. Is it if these users are using your platform that they're going to be able to save more time, that the company will be able to move off of a redundant software platform? Is it that they will be able to get rid of a meeting that they don't like having? Is it that they will be able to turn around their projects to customers that much quicker so that the employees are then getting to have much greater efficiency? What is it that the user adoption will lead to? Because then you can lead with value. So that's the second thing, really, is when you're talking about user adoption, don't think about it in just a product-centric perspective of what do you want to get out of it for your product, but think about user adoption from an end user value perspective first. Why would the end user want to use the product? Why would the end user want to adopt your solution, tool, new process, fill in the blank? So if you're thinking about it from their lens, and you can focus on the WIFM, the what's in it for me that the end user would be experiencing, then it makes it a lot easier for you to come up with strategies for user adoption that will actually resonate. Because you're not just thinking, I want them to use it because my product's really great, or I want them to use it because I want user adoption to grow. But if you're thinking, I want them to use it because I really truly believe in the good it will accomplish for them, that will affect how you position it and how you execute on calls to action that get employees to jump in and begin using your product more and adopting it even more.
And Dan, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
One of the primary places you can really learn a lot about that might be a cliche answer, but truly it is in places like LinkedIn and other customer success communities like Gain, Grow, Retain, as those communities are filled with individuals who are bought in to the vision of customer success and really as it relates to that, the need to have high user adoption and the ability to work with the right stakeholders to achieve user adoption. So those kinds of communities, and that's where I put a lot of my work out. You'll see that a lot of my content on LinkedIn that I post is related to how we get users to adopt, would be the first place I would recommend.
Great. Well, thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Henrik. I really appreciate you bringing me on today.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.